أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم عداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. Allah Ta'ala is explaining in these ayat the condition of the Aus, Aus and Khazraj, who were great enemies of each other before they accepted Islam. By the barakat of Islam, they became like close friends and brothers. Then one Jew made them remember their old days of enmity and got them almost to fight again. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there and reminded them and of those favors which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reminded them. The Quran Sharif explains here that you people were at one another's throats, killing one another. By the barakat of Islam, you became friends and you became like bosom friends and brothers again. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ اور یاد کرو احسان اللہ کا اپنے اوپر. And remember the great favor, the ni'mat of Allah upon you. Particularly, reference is being made here, إِذْ كُنْتُمْ عَدَاءَ جَبْكَ تَهْتُمْ آپَسْ مَنْ دُشْمَنْ. When you were great enemies of one another, and you fought great wars with one another, and you never had peace all the time, you were just thinking of fighting, and you were engaged in that, preparing for the fight, war, and when there is war, of course, there is no normal life. Everything is abnormal, and everything goes wrong. That is the practical aspect. And then inside, that enmity, that hatred that is there for the enemy all the time. There is no, absolutely no normal life, and you cannot concentrate even on your worldly, mundane matters. And you are in a complete different state. That was your condition. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فِرْ أُلْفَدِّي تُمْهَارِ دِيلُمَ. Then Allah created this love between your heart by the barakat of Islam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and he made effort upon them and worked on the iman, then they became like brothers to each other. And the barakat of that, when enmity is replaced with love and kindness. This we can understand like just in our homes. If the husband and wife are at one another's throats, fighting over small, small matters, all the time they are just looking for points to fight with one another, there is no peace of mind. Even if we are engaged in namaz, we are thinking of all that all the time. No ibadat of ours is really ibadat also. We are preoccupied with all that enmity that we have got, that fight that we have got. And if that gets replaced with love and kindness, then a person is at peace and at ease. And then his ibadat is also of a great better quality. Now he can concentrate also in his ibadat. And he can get the fruit and enjoyment also of ibadat. So this is a very great ni'mat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. اب ہو گئے اس کے فضل سے بھائی. And then by the barakat and by the fadl of Allah, His ni'mat, by the barakat of Iman and Islam, you became brothers of one another. And now you support one another. Internally also you are at ease and at peace. Externally also around you, you have no more have got that fear of fighting, of being attacked at any time, of being ambushed, taken by surprise and being attacked by your enemy. Now you sleep with your doors open also, and you don't have any fear whatsoever. So this is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala reminds the Aus and the Khazraj. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went there, he reminded them of this. And this is a great ni'mat. Today we take it for granted, but by the ni'mat of Islam, there are so many peaceful conditions that we enjoy. And if we make effort and the real, true, genuine Islam comes into our lives, That is, practically, we will see much more greater barakat. As these barakat are there, and the world, they themselves witnessed it, the world witnessed it. Like that, if we bring Islam into our lives, we will witness such great ni'mat. Our ibadat we will enjoy so much. Our worldly life will become so enjoyable. There will be great barakat. It's a necessity that we make effort, that we bring Islam in the true sense into our lives. Then Allah Ta'ala refers to another great ni'mat also. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَفَىٰ حُفْرَةِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Or tum te kinare par ek aag ke gharhe ke. And you are right on the brink of a huge fire. And this whole big hole, this big fire, you are about to fall in. That is, you did not have Iman, Islam. You believed in idols. You had all the evil and filthy practices in your life. By the barakat of Islam, you came to know Allah Ta'ala. You started believing in Allah. And your lives you made according to deen, according to Iman and Islam. And by the barakat of that, فَانْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا فِرْ تُمْكُوا أُسَّ نَجَادِ. We gave you salvation and we saved you from falling into the fire of Jahannam. You were almost there already. It was just a matter of you dying, and you should have entered the blazing fire, and forever and ever you should have been there. But by the barakat of Islam, you got saved. Not only you got saved of the fire, but now you have entered Jannah and enjoying all the enjoyments and pleasures of Jannah. So this is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And it is very necessary for us to take out a few moments of muraqabah, meditation, and think of Allah's ni'mat upon us. Allah gave us our existence, our bodies by and large. We are having a good, healthy life. Our brains are working properly, eyes, heart, lungs, all the parts and organs of the body. What a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. A person who is blind, what is his condition? A person who is paralyzed, a person who's got cancer, a person who's got heart problems. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala made it, He gave us good health. And then in our environment also, like for example at the moment, we have to make a lot of dua for the Palestinians. How the poor civilians have been made the target, very, very unfairly and wrongly. How they are being targeted, how the houses and almost every and anything of theirs is being bombed, destroyed completely. They themselves, what condition around them, their condition, what is it like? We are not facing anything like that. So these are all, we should think of Allah's favors. Within ourselves, around us, that our environment, we haven't got any fear of thinking that if we return home, that our families will have been bombed, attacked or something. There, they don't know when, who will be attacked and who will be killed. So these are great favors. And it isn't only there, for other places also, like Sudan, where also there is political strife and there is a lot of killings taking place all the time. We should make dua for all the places where the Muslims particularly, people are in difficulty, and we should appreciate Allah's ni'mat upon us. Think of how many favors of Allah upon us and how much of shukr we have to make. We don't even think of Allah's ni'mat, making shukr is out of the question. For example, yesterday's whole day passed. If we think for ourselves, did I make shukr for any one ni'mat of Allah? For the ni'mat of Iman, did I make shukr? Today is a time when Iman can be snatched away any time. We are still with our Iman, our Islam, our health is in order, families are in order. If we make one shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and yet we regard ourselves as very good Muslims. And we don't even, which is not the quality of a Muslim only, of a human being. Not only of a human being, an animal also appreciates. and it shows its appreciation. Ordinary people, many non-Muslims also appreciate and show their appreciation. But we as Muslims, we don't show that appreciation to Allah. We don't express it to anyone else. So if we think that within our families, our wives, for example, they cook for us, they do keep the house clean, the functioning of the house they see too. Did we ever tell them Jazakallah? Did we ever appreciate? But on the other hand, if they have to make one mistake, or we think it's a mistake, we will never spare them. We will come down on them and come down very hard on them also. And it isn't their duty to cook for us. It isn't their duty to keep the house clean and tidy and look after the house for us. It's a favor of theirs, but we don't show any appreciation. Even in our whole married life, for example, if once also we told them Jazakallah for doing all this work, for cooking for me, but let the salt be a little less one day, let the food be a little burnt or just delayed a little bit, then also we have got all the complaints and we show our big authority over them. So that is not the quality at all of a believer. We should think of these great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. These ayats are directly for the Aus and the Khazraj, but they apply to all of us everywhere, all the time throughout the world. We should think, فَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. We should think of Allah's ni'mat upon us, how He has given us dunya's ni'mat, deen's ni'mat. We are drowning in them, and on the other side we are drowned in sin. We are drowned in unthankfulness to Allah Ta'ala. That is not at all the quality of a believer, and not even the quality of a human being, not even the quality of an animal. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and let us at least learn to make shukr, to appreciate at least. Subhanallah, bihamdihi. Subhanallah, bihamdihi.